Hey, this is Brian from your friendly neighborhood Infamous podcast, and we have a deal for you. If you go to comixology.com right now and spend $15, when you check out, use the code Infamous and you get $5 off. That's right. When you spend $15 on comics at comixology.com, you get $5 off when you use the code Infamous. So go help out the show and your friends at the Infamous podcast and get some digital comics. You're welcome. Hey, welcome back to the Infamous Podcast. This is episode 144. I'm Brian.
This is Johnny.
And Johnny, a week from today, if you're listening to this on Friday, or no, not even God, a week from today, tomorrow, we're going to see the Avengers. I don't know when you're going to see it. Well, I'm going on Saturday.
Oh, I've already seen it. No, I bought my tickets today.
Are you going Thursday night?
Thursday night.
You and Elva?
Yep.
Are you going to Milford or where are you going?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
What time?
7 o'clock. And now if anybody wants to kill me, they know where I'll be on Thursday at 7 o'clock.
I haven't decided. I might actually try and go Thursday night.
And if you're listening into this in the future and you got to come back and tell me something, I'll be at Milford Theater Thursday at 7 o'clock.
Future Johnny, in case you forgot where you were when you saw the Avengers.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Biff Kick. Clubbed you over the head with the cane.
The flux capacitors capacitating and fluxing too.
It'll be called Milgrow instead of Milford. I don't know. I'm just trying to think of a two Johnnies type thing. Anywho.
It would be Milford Gate because Eastgate and Milford would have grown
Milgate
to each other at that point.
Yeah. Eastford.
Eastford? Nah, yeah, maybe.
I don't know. Well, I told you the Google Maps thing.
Miami Township.
I'm getting really inside. Like
this is a
area.
non-subject episode, so we're just gonna go all over the place.
So our area, right? Like the Blanchester Milford exit. Google Maps has Blanchester spelled wrong, so it tells you to get off at the Blochester.
Oh, Blochester?
Yeah.
If you've been to Blanchester, yeah.
And I was like, wow, Google nailed this.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Maybe somebody from Google actually. Went to Blanchester and went,
They had to sit.
Blanchester.
Whoever drove the Google Street View car.
Oh, yeah.
And they were like, this place is called Blanchester.
Well, it killed my car.
Yeah.
The roads out there were so bad when I was working out there, it killed my car.
Yeah. All right. So, I mean, we have a couple things we're going to talk about, but no big topics.
Blanchester owes me money.
Yeah. Let's go.
Lawsuit.
Let's break Blanchester's
Blanchester.
Leg.
Blanchester. You know what? You don't have to pay me money if you actually change the name of your town to Blanchester.
Johnny's Blanchester. All right. Before we get started, I'm back in the toy hunting game, toy finding game, whatever you want
to
call it.
Toy hunting.
I'm not hunting. I'm going to Target to buy toys. Anyway.
When my dad would go out to the woods to get a deer, it was called hunting.
That's hunting.
You're not finding it. You're not finding toys, and he barely got a deer. That's the same thing.
Anyway, I did.
It's not a successful hunt.
I have to say, I picked up the Range Trooper from the Lando.
From the Lando Calrissian movie.
From the Solo line,
Billy D. Somewhere like that's what it should have been called.
Exactly, and that Range Trooper is one of my favorite Black Series figures ever.
I'm gonna break it.
Please don't break it. What the hell?
It's an easy one. It's a shelf warmer.
He will be. And I'm going to buy like 7 of them when they go on clearance.
And then you're going to build a train that flips upside down. And
I am. I'm going to do a.
Yeah.
So yeah. around the yard, but or the house, whatever.
But you can only take pictures of him during the winter time because.
Right. Well, that's why I haven't gone out to take any pictures of him yet. I'm waiting for
snow. Winter soldier.
Yep.
Oh, ooh. Yeah.
Oh, you know what I should do is I should replace one of his arms with the.
No, no, you
Bucky
just
arm.
You buy one and you repaint it like the Winter Soldier.
I'll have Aaron do it for me.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
So,
yeah.
Anyway, the other thing, while we're getting started, I want to give a huge shout out to Brad at Flying Pork Apparel Company. Say that fast.
Flying Pork Apparel Company?
Yeah.
I just did. It's a lot of
There's a lot of pops there. Anyway, Brad made us some amazing t-shirts. We have a super limited run. If you go to our Instagram account and take a look, we have a couple larges.
I tell you what, the
a couple
first
XLs
person
and a couple 2XLs.
Who tweets certified infamous from Poland, you're getting a shirt.
Done. And Johnny's paying for the shipping and everything.
I will pay for the shipping on that one.
Because I bought the shirts.
I will pay for the shipping.
Anyway, these shirts are so cool. We had just a sample run of 10 made. We're going to probably have, we're going to have more, and we'll have, we'll be announcing soon about how to get like this really cool shirt. And then I think we're going to do a custom shirt for the Ohio Toying Comic Show.
Oh, okay.
So, cause Brad and I were talking about just some ideas. Anywho, the shirts are awesome. They're super comfortable. They're this really cool off-white color, and you can see the logo. It's our
cream. They look like they're cream.
Whatever. The logo, the image that's on there is our cover photo on Facebook and Twitter right now. So, yeah, check it out. If you like it, if you're from Poland and you tweet certified infamous, we will definitely send you one.
And your shirt size.
Yeah.
And your shirt size.
But that being said, thank you, thank you, thank you, Flying Pork Apparel. Go check them out. Just Google Flying Pork Apparel Company and you'll find it. They're Flying Pork Co. on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook.
You'll put all the
Yeah, there'll be links in the show notes and everything too. But again, thank you, Brad. I ordered them on Thursday night via Facebook Messenger and I got them Monday afternoon.
That's not fast enough.
Well, he was feeling under the weather on Sunday, so you know,
that's
I'm gonna give him a break. Anyway.
I go to work when I'm sick.
Do you?
Yeah, I do, actually.
I know. You're just you're the man at work. You're like, oh, I'm going to go hang tags and move stuff and yell at people.
Mostly yell at people. or you get to sit in the office and listen to other people get yelled at. That was today.
All right, so the other one I found was the Tarkin figure since last we have been on the air. And
it was here last week.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we did talk about it a little bit, didn't we? I like the Tarkin. But the range trooper is so cool. Like, I love it. I think he's awesome.
Why don't you do a video review and post it on the Infamous Podcast?
Because I have a face for radio.
You don't have to be on there.
I have to dig out.
Sit on the table.
Well, I'll dig out my light box. So.
This is the figure. This is what it does.
Look at his soft goods. Look at his cool boots.
Yeah, you've got to focus on the soft goods. Zoom in on the soft goods.
Anywho. But yeah, so
I'm being sarcastic because I totally would do like figure reviews and
do it.
There would be a parody one where I would be like, and these are the soft goods.
You got to sound like Zach Galifianakis in The Campaign.
Oh, that accent that he uses.
And you got to have the two like pugs or beagles,
so
or whatever
it,
those
is
dogs
it like,
are.
It's kind of like this, but it's
like a really soft country accent. But
see, I'm
it's
going
a little
Dixie
effeminate.
Carter. I'm going like Dixie Carter designing women.
It's a little. It's a male effeminate southern accent with like whatever his real accent is tossed in because he loses it a few times. But was it that was called The Campaign, right?
With Will Ferrell.
Yeah, when he punched the baby.
I've never seen it, but I know
it's. It's a really
funny,
bad movie.
So I know what it
but he
is.
Punches a baby, like not really, but the character punches a baby right in the face, and
I've
it's
done
hilarious.
That before.
Well, I know. I mean, you punched Haley like 6 or 7 times.
Punching babies and taking their suckers. I'm a Chicago police officer.
I'm here to punch babies and chew bubble gum.
Or no, it's
and
not
I'm
a
all
Chicago.
Out of bubble gum.
Los Angeles police officer in the 1930s, known for stealing suckers from babies.
That's awesome. All right, so
that's a line in L.A. Confidential.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good movie.
Heck yeah, that's a good movie.
So,
it's on Amazon.
I think I own it. So
I own it, but like if it's
if it's on,
streaming,
if I don't have to go look for it.
Why do I have to get up and go across the living room when I can just go? Bloop, 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 bloop. All
right. So real quick, Westworld premiered this week. We both have watched it, but we're going to, out of respect for everybody, wait until the end of the season and do just one big Westworld show. So we don't spoil things for people who are watching it late or like batching it up.
And if you haven't watched the first season since the first run, go back and watch the first season.
Okay, so here's what I recommend.
I had to pause it and explain some stuff.
Watch episode 10 of season 1.
Yeah,
you can't get through
the last,
because it picks up almost exactly where that it actually picks up exactly where it leaves off.
Pretty much. Yeah.
But yeah, it was like just real quick. Did you like the first episode back?
I liked it, but I don't know why.
So
is that?
That makes sense.
Yeah.
It's because it's a change. They've changed the tone of the show in a good way.
I think the issue that I have with it, that I have with a lot of these ones with flashbacks, is we don't get any kind of lost noise. Like a...
yeah, like there's something... There's a smoke monster. Well, there's something that indicate
that, you know, there's a shift.
Yeah,
Bengal tiger. I'm like, do we get India world? Bollywood world.
Bollywood.
Yes. Well, they've indicated that there's what, six?
There's six worlds.
Six now, maybe more.
But
they've said that there's six that are active.
Plus the real world.
So we'll see medieval times at some point.
So real quick.
We know there's samurai world.
So Michael Crichton, or Shogun World, I think is what they call it.
Well, Shogun
World. So Michael Crichton just wrote a whole bunch of different variations of Jurassic Park.
All right. Well, no, Jurassic Park would have been a version of Westworld because Westworld came out in the 70s.
Right. And Jurassic Park was
he
like
He never wrote a
89.
Novel version of it. He just wrote the movie.
Right.
And directed it, I think, too.
I think that's right.
Yeah. So, I have it. I just haven't watched it.
With Yul Brynner.
I seen it when I was a kid, but I barely remember it. I just remember Yul Brynner.
I watched it.
That face comes off at one point, and it's like, that as a kid, you're like, ooh.
I watched it like 2 years ago when they first announced it because I hadn't seen it since I was a kid, but I really like it.
Got the Blu-ray for a very reasonable price.
All right. So we don't have we have topics, but we don't have topics sort of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right. We have talking points. We have an outline.
I guess.
A pseudo outline.
I don't do outlines.
So the Venom trailer dropped. The new Venom trailer. That actually shows Venom.
Yeah.
That actually shows like some of the CG and stuff.
Yeah.
That is so not finished CG that they absolutely should not have shown Venom's face.
It looks better than Venom did in Spider-Man 3, though.
Oh, well, it couldn't look worse. It looks like Spawn, which I'm okay with.
It looks like Venom.
But the tongue. The tongue
like
is what kind of got me. It was like,
dude,
I don't know.
Dude, seriously, do you remember the Spider-Man cartoon
I
from
do.
The Fox?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's like one of the major things that happens when Venom shows up is his tongue's all over the screen. All
right, but the tongue is like really dry looking. Yeah. It didn't look like
wet. You just
wet,
didn't have a drink
so,
yet.
I don't know. Anyway, so I told you, I kind of liked this trailer.
Yeah.
And Angel made a great point that I kind of want to like it because I really like Tom Hardy.
Yeah.
And I like supporting Tom Hardy movies.
Okay.
But then you came in and said, well, he has a horrible accent again. It's like, just let the guy talk in his regular voice. Yeah.
I don't even know what his regular voice is at this point.
He's like Gary Oldman. He's going to have to relearn his British accent.
Yeah. When's the last time that he actually used a British accent?
This is War with Chris Pine and...
Inception?
This is War was after Inception.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So...
That was a good movie, too. I like that. This is War.
Oh, yeah. Chris Pine and Reese Witherspoon and him are awesome in that. That movie gets no love. It's highly underrated. You should go watch it. All right. So he's Eddie Brock. And he's gone to San Francisco. And he's a reporter. And some scientist has the symbiotes.
Some scientist that his girlfriend or wife works for.
Yeah. But they called it, notice they called it symbiotes.
Because there's more than one.
Well, right, but it's still like symbiotes.
They showed,
like,
what's
you know,
her name?
I don't know, just the way
that,
they said.
What's the female one called?
Oh, shit.
You're a spider.
I know, but you just said it and it left my head.
Banshee or? I forget. She's one of the figures that's in that set.
You're right, she is. But, anyway.
So it'd be like, Alexa, what's the name of the female symbiote in Venom?
Yeah. It's weird, right?
Alexa?
Like, I don't have an Alexa.
Do you have an Allegra?
An Allegra. Yeah, I have an Allegra.
Olivia, what's... You haven't seen that SNL clip, have you?
No.
Old people with Alexa.
Is it Toxin?
Toxin.
Yeah, it's Toxin.
So she's in the preview. At least I would say it's her.
Well, because they have the two of them in that Ninja Turtle like looking canister with the ooze.
Well, it just looks like they spread out the whatever's in the ooze because they, you know, it looks like it's multiple colors.
So in the comics,
Carnage.
So in the comics, the like Carnage and Toxin and even Anti-Venom to a point were like bits of the symbiote that got separated.
They were Mogwais.
Right, essentially.
Yeah, they were Mogwais that, you know, got fed after midnight and became gremlins.
And I'm not going to harp on the fact that Spider-Man's not in this movie. because it's I was talking
to somebody at work with about it today, and I said the only thing that Venom can't have is the spider on his chest, because it will not make any sense.
Right.
It can be like, you know, some kind of white material blob moving thing around, but it can't be a spider.
Like Rorschach's.
Unless like thing. Unless Eddie Brock's like favorite insect is a spider.
I mean, the only way they can do it is it. Okay, so in my opinion, let me put it this way. The only way they can include that kind of stuff is if they just mention Peter Parker, that Eddie hated Peter, and that's why he's in San Francisco. He had to get away from that stupid Parker kid.
Oh, hated that Spider-Man guy.
Right.
Too.
And there could be that. But so much of Venom is tied into being a part of Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's why he has the powers that he has, and that's why he has the mad hate on for Spider-Man.
Right, yeah.
And why he doesn't show up to Spidey's Spidey sense. But at the end of the day, like, I know we did a couple years ago, we did the podcast about, you know, just follow canon.
Yeah, that was last year.
No, that was in year one.
Oh. Did we do it last year, too, didn't we?
No.
Okay.
Anyway, what was
could you
saying?
Draw a map of all the shows we've done? Because I'm lost now.
Well, we're at 144. Ooh. We're almost 150, Johnny.
Oh my God. Here we go.
Anyway.
Hey everybody. It's almost 150 episodes.
We're almost at 200, Johnny. All right. Where
this
was
bottle it? Was glass. I'd break it.
Smash it over my head. I think I'm okay with them not following Venom to the letter.
You're going to hate this movie. You know that, right? Even though you like Tom Hardy, you're going to hate this movie.
I'm going into it with no expectation of liking it or hating it.
I'm going into it with an expectation of it being a shit show.
Now, I did like him driving
Venom
around.
Venom Black shit, too. The motorcycle scene was cool.
The motorcycle stuff was cool. And, like, I liked when he first, like, went to throw the punch and, like, you know, the symbiote, like, did the punch, like, from across the room for him. That was pretty cool. I think they're, and I'm going to harp on this. Sony, please listen to me. Less is more with this movie. The more you show of this, the more it will give people reason to complain about it or not like it or make some excuse as to why you shouldn't go see it.
If they say from the writers of Fantastic Four or something like that.
Wait, well.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
From the writers of Fanforestick?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Then that definitely don't have to.
I mean,
see
if
it.
It's written by the people
who
wrote.
Do you know that I was thinking about it, and of all the superhero movies that have come out in the last 10 years, Fantastic Four is the only one I have not seen in a theater?
Yeah. We've talked about this on the show a couple times now. But do I need to draw you a map for that, too?
Yes, exactly. But what makes you not go to one?
Right.
That, you know, and I don't even think I was, like, entertaining the thought of going to that.
No, you weren't, because when it came out, it was when Brian was in your seat.
Yeah, yeah.
And he and I, we didn't go see it together, but we both
we
went that
you
Thursday
did a review
night.
Of it,
and
but
we reviewed
I had,
it.
I had already made the decision not to see it.
Yeah, because we had you and I had been talking about how the previews looked and how
the miscasting of characters. Yeah. The previews looked bad. The previews looked bad.
Yeah. All right. So is Tom Hardy cast as the right person to be Eddie Brock?
I don't think so. I was better off Bane.
That's sad.
Yes. I think he might have been better. That's the
you need a little more Sean Connery in there.
Oh no, he's I need the Patrick Stewart version.
Yeah,
of him.
It felt like there was a little Sean Connery in there too in the Bane.
Well, that's what he sounds like in this. Like he's trying to do a.
It's American though. It's not. There's no
that ain't American.
Well, it's because he doesn't do a very good American accent.
Was he a cowboy?
He's like Jeff Bridges now. How Jeff Bridges doesn't sound like he's from New York or California, wherever he's from. He sounds like he's from Oklahoma.
I think he might have been from like.
Ever since Jeff Bridges did The Big Lebowski, his like entire personality has changed. Like I think Lebowski was a real
smoking weed.
No, that might be it. All right. So here's the thing. I don't know anything else about this movie other than the fact it's called Venom. Venom's in it. What we saw in the trailer today.
Michelle Williams is in it.
Is that who his wife is or girlfriend?
That's who that is. It's Michelle Williams.
Okay.
So now we've had two of the four main characters from Dawson's Creek have been in superhero movies. So challenge to James Vanderbeek. You need to get in.
Where is Pacey as a superhero?
He should have been Aquaman.
Dude, you my like head that? Just exploded. That would have been so awesome.
He totally should have been. He should have been Aquaman. But if I was going to cast him now, I'd cast him as Hal Jordan.
Johnny Storm. He might be a little too old for it. He's too old for Johnny Storm. So
he's too old for Johnny Storm.
Hal Jordan would be Zac very
Efron's interesting. Johnny Storm.
I know you keep saying that, and I know I keep fighting it, but I totally agree with you.
Yeah, totally. And Michael Chiklis is the thing.
Yeah, just bring him back.
Totally. Just bring him back. Voice. Yeah.
All right, so why?
Who would you cast as the thing? Like, who now? Like, if Krasinski was Mr. Fantastic.
Okay, you have Krasinski
and his beautiful
as Mr.
wife
Fanta-
was
Emily Blunt.
His beautiful wife.
Is his beautiful wife.
Yeah.
Efron as
Johnny Storm.
Wow, we just totally derailed from Venom. The thing.
We got to talk about something better.
Kevin Michael Richardson.
So you would go.
Just voice actor.
Yeah. No, he's got to be Ben at some point.
Yeah, Kevin Michael Richardson.
Okay.
He's a big dude. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Ben was a big guy in the comics. Yeah. He wasn't.
But
like,
is he around? Is he around?
I mean,
Krasinski's
he's older.
Age?
I mean, he's older, but he can be older. He can be. You know,
is he going to be like kind of the because they could make Ben like kind of
the father figure,
not the father figure, but like
the uncle figure, the Funkle.
Yeah, the Funkle. There we go. Ben Grimm Funkle.
He was getting re-drunk.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, would he be the 5 years older?
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, he's older than Krasinski, but not by much.
Yeah.
I mean, I could look it up, but I don't care.
Yeah.
But no, I think Kevin Michael Richardson would be great. He could do the role. He is an amazing voice actor.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're giving voice actors live action roles, which is a nice reversal of fortune.
Yeah, because all he's got to do is wear a spotted suit. And
yeah.
I like that cast.
Yeah.
I do. Who plays the voice of Herbie, though?
Miley Cyrus.
Whoa, nice.
Just like in Guardians.
Miley Cyrus is in Guardians?
Volume 2. She was the
robot head.
Oh, is
she the robot head? Mm-hmm. Okay.
I forget that character's name now. Off the
I forget. I'm not a Guardians
because
fan.
Miley already did that. Lindsay Lohan.
Wow. Why are we doing? Why? Why?
No. Oh, Tara Strong.
As Herbie?
Yeah.
Okay. I could see that.
With like a little bit of the Raven voice in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Herbie totally could be the computer that runs the Baxter Building or the
Avengers
old
Tower.
The old Avengers Tower.
Stark Towers.
For Freedom's Plaza now.
the Chitauri Remembrance Tower.
No, just call it Four Freedoms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. No,
Krasinski,
I definitely.
If you're listening, which I know you're probably not, but if you are, email me, man. Email me. You've got a movie already out right now that's more of a success. I have not seen
what
it.
What is wrong with you?
You know what? I work.
So do I.
But I work all the time.
So do
like
I.
Like last week I worked 6 days and 2 overnights and I don't even remember half of what happened last week.
Anyway, you have to go see that in the theater. You have to.
Okay.
It's the way they use and don't use sound. You just have to experience
that. I'm calling
in
sick tomorrow, then. I'm not really. Somebody from work might actually be listening to this.
But it's way down the line.
It's possible.
It's probably not until next week that they're listening
to
this.
Yeah, well, you know.
Anyway. All right, so back to Venom. I think.
Oh, we're still talking about that?
All right, so here's what I would have liked to have seen. It's for Marvel and Sony to agree. You can have Spider-Man, Sony.
Did you watch this preview?
Yeah.
Did you like at the beginning how they have to put now an association with Marvel?
Right.
I'm like, okay.
So if Tom Holland shows up.
Which he won't.
He absolutely won't. Like, Go get Topher Grace to be an older Peter Parker.
No.
Why not?
No.
Plus the little, like, wink, wink, nudge, nudge that he was Venom and now he's Peter Parker. Please, like, older God, Peter Parker. No.
Just stop production on this movie now.
Yeah, I told you, I want to like it just because I
am. Oh, what I want to see is Disney go, huh? We're buying you now, Sony.
Ooh.
Sorry. Disney's going to own half Hollywood in the next 10 years.
They already own half of Hollywood.
No.
As soon as they finish out with the 21st Century Fox, they still got to get
Warner Brothers and Sony and a few other studios.
Yeah. All right.
But all the crap that Sony's been putting out lately. Sony has.
Warner
Brothers actually does do a decent job producing movies.
Just not DC.
I was going to say not DC superhero movies, but movies in general.
I don't know. I feel like this. I feel like this crop, like, of not Deadpool superhero movies should be the last crop of not Deadpool superhero movies that Marvel doesn't do with the Marvel characters.
Yeah. Yeah.
To be 100% honest. Right, yeah. Like, and I include the X-Men in that. And I think
that's all canceled at this point. Yeah.
I don't think New Mutants ever sees the light of day.
New Mutants doesn't see the light of day. Dark Phoenix is direct to Blu-ray. Dark Phoenix will be released, but
it'll be direct to Disney streaming app.
Ooh, nice. Are you paying for that? Are you going to get that?
I'll do the trial and check it out, yeah. And if I like it, I'll pay for it, but...
I'll pay for that one. I just want them to do it right.
I'll say this. As long as it's $9.99 plus tax and under, I'll pay for it. If it's anything more than that, I don't know.
One I think might be accurate. If somebody from Disney is listening, which I think they listen to everything.
Yeah.
You got to put all the old stuff on there.
We've talked about this. They absolutely do.
Yeah. You got like all the old TV stuff. At least has to be on there. You don't have to put all the movies on there. Yeah.
Kids
the movies
Incorporated,
I think you should rotate around.
High School Musical.
The original Mickey Mouse Club, the 70s Mickey Mouse Club, the 90s Mickey Mouse Club.
Justin Timberlake version.
Yes. All of it. Because you know what? Somebody out there is going to pay just to watch that thing.
Wizards of Waverly Place.
Dude, you're not talking like recent stuff. Talking like Wonderful World of Color.
Right. I know. I know what you're doing. Like, I'm just being...
I flip a table, man.
Please don't. It'll land on me. It'll hurt. I might
exactly.
cry. All right. So
I don't have positive feelings about this movie.
You don't think Venom's going to be good?
I think that they're trying too hard to do a Deadpool.
I think they're pushing too hard to not lose Spider-Man.
Well, do those animated movies then, because that looks good.
Freaking, what is it, Edge of Spider-Verse or?
Edge of the Spider-Verse.
Looks awesome.
Yeah.
Like, the 2-minute trailer that we've seen for Edge of Spider-Verse looks better than the 4 minutes of Venom that we've seen.
Yes.
Absolutely. And I'll be honest.
And I've watched that trailer like 4 or 5 times because I'm trying to figure out what's going on.
Well, it looks like Peter is talking to some kid. Miles is being Spider-Man, but Peter's dead in that Spider-Verse. And, it's...
Plus, the villains actually look like the villains.
Yeah. Hopefully, we get... Spider Noir, Spider Ham,
Ham would be cool.
That would be really cool. I think Sony is definitely trying too hard. This is them just saying, hey, there's a popular fringe character out there named Venom, who's got a little bit of mainstream.
We've got
appeal.
Our own Deadpool.
Exactly.
Yeah. And the thing about it is here's where that goes off the rails. When you see Deadpool the movie, the first one, Deadpool's in the first 5 minutes. Guaranteed, Venom doesn't show up until halfway through this movie.
Oh, minute 45 is the over-under.
Yeah. Minute 45?
Yeah, you by think 45 minutes in.
45 minutes, okay.
Yeah, 45.
Yeah, okay, I got
it. It's the over-under line, and I'm taking the over.
I called that already.
No, I agree with you. This is going to be just like...
That motorcycle chase is happening
That's the end.
That's not the end.
It's close to the end.
Yeah.
But...
Michelle Williams is dead at that point, and now he's...
Venom killed her and
No, Venom didn't kill her, because that was the one cool thing that I liked was he's like telling Venom, we don't kill good people.
Right.
And Venom's like, well, okay.
I did like the whole we thing.
Yeah.
Like, that was cool. That was a nice little touch that I was afraid
of. I mean,
they
got the beats of Venom there, but I'm like, well, you don't have Spider-Man.
Yeah, that's the problem. Yeah. I mean, like, and for all the people out there.
So we're just
like,
going to make a corporation the villain.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what it so, is, too.
I mean, for all the people who are out so there, you know, like, oh, you have to have
you know what that corporation's name is in that movie?
Roxxon.
Yen-Sid.
Yen-Sid.
Disney backwards.
Oh, that's
that'd
funny.
Be hilarious.
It's Rand.
Oh, wow. Now, man.
They're going to just start tying the Netflix stuff into the Sony universe.
Jeez.
Well, that's how they're going to keep the Sony. That's how Netflix is going to keep doing Daredevil and stuff like that when the Disney app launches. Just tie it into Sony.
No, because Disney probably was just like, here, you can, we'll be nice. We're taking everything else, but you can keep those.
I mean, Netflix is.
Thanks for paying for them.
Really wealthy. So, well, I mean, that's not a big deal. All right.
So in the.
Hold on. I want to go. You
in the franchise wars in the future when they wake up Sylvester Stallone in the franchise wars. Everything will be Netflix because Netflix won.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I want to go back to something because you said Pacey, Joshua Jackson.
Yeah.
Charlie Conway.
Yeah.
Should play Hal Jordan.
Yeah.
Why do you think that?
Have you ever watched Fringe?
I no, because I did. Well, okay, no, that's not true. I watched the first five episodes and tapped out.
That was because you watched the X-Files version of Fringe. You have to watch.
From what I understand,
you have to go
to
the end of this first season.
Right.
Watch the last two or three. It's been a while, so the last two or three of the end of the season, and then just start watching.
Okay.
I mean, they explain a lot of the Fringe science stuff in the first season, but it's a lot X-File-ish. And then in the second season, it really gets fringe science.
All right. So anyway, I don't. He's.
Well, you want James Vanderbeek?
No. And I like James Vanderbeek. Don't get me wrong.
James
I
mean, Vanderbeek would be an excellent agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
Quartermain. Just bring him in for whoever.
Yeah. I don't think he's uptight enough.
Hal Jordan wasn't uptight at the beginning.
He can be tightly wound, because if you've ever seen him on The Affair.
Well, if you've ever seen him on Dawson's Creek.
Well, yeah, I mean, he was definitely tightly wound. I could see him as Guy.
No, he could be Hal. Is Hal tightly wound? When did this happen?
Well, I mean, Coast City got destroyed. He went
crazy.
So he tried to rewrite reality.
Right. But that's not how you start the Green Lantern movie.
That's true. I guess I could see it.
Yeah.
Totally. He'd have to grow his hair out a little bit.
Maybe.
No, actually, he wouldn't have to grow his hair out.
If Hal Jordan was military like he was originally.
Right.
Why would he have to grow his hair out?
Yeah.
Pacey's around the right age.
He's about 40.
I'm sorry, not Pacey. Josh is
so I told you, if I ever meet Josh Jackson, I'm only calling him Pacey or Charlie Conway.
Okay.
And I'm so getting punched.
Charlie.
And it's totally weird. No, not Charlie.
Just Charlie Conway?
Charlie Conway.
Oh, boy. You are getting punched.
And it'll be when I'm asking him to sign a Charlie Conway.
So when Jamie Lannister's at Cincinnati Expo, are we just going to run by him yelling shame a lot?
No, you know what you need to do is you need to watch Shot Caller before he gets
here. I know. I have it on my queue.
That movie was amazing.
Yeah.
So, all right. So Venom sounds like a real stinker, right?
Unless Tom Hardy's coming to the Cincinnati Comic Expo, and then it's
Venom's gonna.
Well,
be
did you
awesome.
See Phil Coulson's gonna be there?
Yeah, I knew that.
Yes. You don't need to talk about that.
I know, but I'm just saying. Phil, Clark.
Just remember, loose lips sink ships.
Clark and I are good friends.
Yeah, sure you are. Yeah, he follows you on Instagram.
He's married to Jennifer Grey.
That'd be awesome if he brought her.
All I would do
is
talk to her.
You haven't watched Red Oaks either.
All I would do is talk to her about Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Well, seriously, but
you
haven't watched Red Oaks either.
There's so much stuff.
She's great on Red Oaks.
So I still haven't watched Lost in Space yet.
I haven't watched Lost in Space yet. I never would have imagined Jennifer Grey, like back when, you know, those movies were coming out and I was watching them then.
Right.
As a mom.
Yeah.
And she's really awesome.
Okay. Red Oaks is on my list. It's on there. So
I need to watch the most recent season.
That being said, I decided to re-binge Friday Night Lights for some reason.
Yeah, why?
I don't know. Like, so I was, probably 3 weeks ago, I was like, oh, man, I really want to watch Friday Night Lights. And it wasn't on
anything. Was it because Adrian Padalecki told you to? She did on Twitter or Instagram. She did, like, say. Oh,
no, I don't.
She said it's on Amazon. Go watch it.
Well, no, this was before it was on Amazon. Oh, okay. And I was like, cause it was on Netflix, and then it came off Netflix.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, I just – oh, you know what? I had listened to Taylor Kitsch on Off Camera with Sam Jones.
Okay. His podcast. What's
And it was an interview that he did. And
did he talk about John Carter at all?
He did.
Did he?
Just a little, but not a lot. I mean, they talked more about like his path to acting.
Yeah. I would just like to talk to Taylor Kitsch about John Carter.
Absolutely. And it would be an awesome interview because we both like John Carter a lot.
You've watched John Carter on streaming. I have John Carter on Blu-ray.
I have it on Blu-ray.
Do you? Did you watch all the behind the scenes stuff?
No.
Oh, I recommend.
Okay.
Watching the making of that's like 2 hours long.
Okay.
Taylor had a lot of fun on that movie. I think like so. You know, it looked like it was a fun movie to work on.
You're on the desert shooting, you know, proto Star Wars,
just the jumping around and all that stuff.
So, but anyway, no. So I decided to like binge through it, and I'm like halfway through season 4 at this point, so I'm almost done with it, and then I can go back to other stuff.
Hey, let me tell you how it ends.
State.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Remember that time when Landry and what's her name murdered a guy?
Oh, yeah. That was Adrian Pilecki.
Yeah. Never got prosecuted for it.
Well,
was that how she got recruited in the S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yeah.
That's how she got recruited in the S.H.I.E.L.D., wasn't
it? I still like that Michelle's little friend from Full House is the hot girl that Landry dates that Michael B. Jordan's after.
What are you talking about?
The black girl who Landry likes when he's at East Dillon in season 4.
Yeah.
She's one of Michelle Tanner's little friends on Full House, all grown
on
up.
On the new Full House?
No, the old. Like,
oh, really?
She was one of the
she
little
kids.
She
was on one of them?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
Anyway. Right.
I didn't pay that close attention.
All right.
Sorry.
No. Well, I went to look to see what she was on.
Oh, okay. So.
All right. So we have another topic that's near and dear to your heart. Your hero, James Cameron.
Why is he my hero?
I don't know. I'm just being facetious at this point.
He's a good director?
I would begrudgingly agree with that.
Yeah?
Now,
why would you begrudgingly agree with that?
Because I'm not the biggest James Cameron fan.
Yeah?
I'm just not. I mean...
Okay. Like, but he's still a good director.
And like I said, I agree that other people like his movies more than me.
Yeah.
Like, I like Alien better than Aliens. Sorry.
Okay.
I just do.
Do you like Terminator 3 better than Terminator 1 and 2?
Yes.
You're dumb.
No, but I mean, there are exceptions. Like I like Terminator 2 much better than Terminator 1. True Lies is good, not great.
Yeah.
But other than that,
well,
you know.
Like great James Cameron movies. I could name 3.
What?
Aliens.
Okay.
The Abyss. And Titanic.
So I saw Leviathan before I saw The Abyss, okay. And I like Leviathan more than
totally
Abyss.
Different movies.
Totally different movie, but it's the same kind of general, like,
not even
underwater submarine thing. It's like if
the Leviathan is a disease,
right?
And but The Abyss is there.
I mean, Leviathan's got more in common with Alien,
a crashed alien ship, yeah. I guess. Not even crash, right. Just
or
broke
it's like
down.
The Abyss and Sphere, right?
If you watch The Abyss, you have to watch the director's cut. You can't watch the regular cut because the director's cut like shows more of what the aliens are about to do at the end.
Okay.
Because there's a giant tidal wave that like when I seen the director's cut, I'm like, this is so much better because.
Right.
You just see it in news clips. They actually show the tidal wave.
Okay.
And you're like, okay.
But that being said, I've never seen Avatar.
Mad at him.
Well,
Avatar's not
seen
even
Avatar.
One of his great movies.
I don't like Titanic.
It's not a subject
that... I just find
that,
it boring. Like, I like the history of it and, like, the whole idea of
Titanic.
Well,
that's what I was telling you the other night is you only watch Titanic at a certain point when they hit the iceberg.
Yeah.
Well, no, because that's where the real story comes into play.
Like, I can respect him for the spectacle that he puts on the screen.
Yeah, and he's not wrote all this stuff. I mean, it's not like he wrote all these movies.
But
he's
not,
he
and I'm not talking about as a writer. I'm just talking as a director. Right. But so he came out this week and said that he hopes that people get Avengers fatigue.
And some people probably do have it.
And I'm sure they are. There's been, what, 20-something Marvel movies at this point?
Not counting the X-Men and Deadpools?
Yeah. It's close to 20.
Yeah.
Anyway.
10 years worth.
But he's got this Attila Battle Angel.
Battle Angel Alita.
Alita, thank you.
It's actually based off of a Japan.
It's manga. Anime and stuff. Like you want to talk about not liking a trailer with Venom? I didn't like the trailer for this one at all because it's like, this looks dumb.
It looks like Ready Player One's CG side.
I feel like Ready Player One.
Alita looks like...
It's like Ghost in the Shell.
No, Alita looks like...
Artemis.
Like, literally, thinking about it, if you put them side by side, they look almost like the same character.
But in the time it took them to do Battle Angel Alita, they made Ready Player One and released it. Yeah. And made hundreds of millions of dollars.
Okay. Different stories, too. They're not even similar to
each other. I will freely admit...
Is he directing this?
I think so.
I didn't think he was directing that.
Well, maybe not.
He's working on Avatars.
Many Avatars.
And Terminator now.
Maybe he just produced it. Okay. But anyway, I have a real problem with him lately because we talked about him a couple months ago. Now, I have my feelings about the Wonder Woman movie that it's just okay. It's good, not great. But he came out bashing their version of Wonder Woman's not a strong hero because she's not as cool as Sarah Connor, who I did first, right? I feel like that was a bad attitude to have.
He's just trying to keep his name out there.
I definitely think .
Whereas what he currently said with the Avengers thing and that.
Well, he said there's not room for science fiction movies, and there's cool science fiction movies. We talked about this last night. There are cool science fiction movies that come out every year that are fun to watch.
But how many of them make money in the theater?
How many movies make money in the theater outside of the big Avengers? 10-hole movies anyway?
Avengers,
right?
Right, yeah.
But the Avengers movies are going to make money until they don't.
The last sci-fi movie that I would call science fiction that I remember seeing in a theater was Interstellar. How many years ago was that? 2-3 years ago?
2015.
So he's kind of right.
Well, The Martian came out. That was science fiction.
That wasn't science fiction.
What is that?
That's like science fact kind of thing. I mean, it's more science based on factual stuff that could happen than not. The fiction in that was all the disaster stuff that happened to the guy. Oh, wait, that was the book.
The Cloverfield Paradox.
That was science fiction that was released on Netflix.
I know.
He's talking about theatrical.
I know what he's talking about. But
and I agree. I agree at some point that, yeah, because Ready Player One was not science fiction.
No.
No.
No, I wouldn't ever. No. It was adventure.
Right. And that's what The Martian was, too, really, if you think about it.
Yeah, but they had to, do orbits and gravity and cut the hole in the glove and fly to the other ship. And
that's science fiction?
Sure, why not?
Okay.
Because the minute you cut that hole in the glove, you're gonna...
He's talking science fiction what he was doing back in the day, though.
Yeah, but they haven't made those kind of movies for 20 years.
Well, right. Because those movies don't make money anymore.
No. And because they're better off. Well, first off,
but he's
the,
got,
science,
he's
the
got
sci-fi a, channel ruined those kind of movies well, by making he, parodies of all of them.
He's got old man syndrome.
But yeah, it's I don't know. I haven't, I said, I've never seen Avatar.
It's the reason why Lawrence Kasdan is retiring, and it's the reason why a lot of these guys are retiring, is because the movies that they had fun making, they can't make anymore because studios don't want to pay for those movies anymore. That's why there was never a sequel to Silverado.
Okay.
That's why, we're still getting more Terminator movies because, Terminator movies, people just go see because it's Terminator. And James Cameron is smart enough. He's getting his hand back in that.
Yeah. I mean, it says here that Cameron suggests his Avatar sequels will take Marvel to the mattresses, right? Which is a phrase from The Godfather.
I don't think... Here's the problem. If Marvel doesn't hit something out of the park after Infinity War, then he could be right.
Maybe.
They just better have a good story afterwards because all the 10-year hype has been Thanos.
Yeah.
So there better be some setup at the end of the second Infinity War that
it's going to be Skrulls. They're going to have
better
by
be
the
some...
second by the second time by the second Infinity War, they'll have everything buttoned up with them getting the rights back.
So
to the
Secret
Fantastic
War
Four,
is what you think?
And it's going to be Secret War, and that's what people want.
You know,
And how cool would that be if Dr. Doom as John Boyega is off doing the Secret War thing?
Right. You know, that's fine. We really are going to that. John Krasinski, you're writing this Fantastic Four movie. Mm-hmm. Talk to John Boyega.
Hell yeah. You tell me he wouldn't make a great Doctor
Doom. I think
Doom.
He would be awesome. He's originally from Wakanda. That he was exiled from Wakanda
awesome
and took over
to,
his own
took
country.
Over Latveria.
Took over Latveria.
Or Latvia.
Yeah. Latveria.
Latveria. Yeah, I got it right. Because yeah. Latvia is an actual country.
Damn. John Krasinski, call me. Call me. Email me.
We just need to start tweeting at him.
We got
to
work.
Send him this episode.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Don't call him Jim. His name is John.
I know what his name is. Mr. Blunt.
Mr. Blunt. Ouch. Do you want me to edit that out?
No, you don't have to edit that out. He'd probably laugh at that.
He probably would.
You got to watch the Graham Norton that him and Emily Blunt are on. This.
Well, did you ever watch the lip sync battle between him and Anna Kendrick?
I think so, yeah.
And she was like, you know, had Emily Blunt's face on her shirt.
Yeah, that's
was
right.
Like, sang the love song to the picture of her. Yep. And, you know, it was pretty funny. Anyway, back to James Cameron. Now, here's
the thing with this coming out now.
Yeah.
It's because he has a show coming on AMC on Monday.
Oh, is it The Terror or whatever?
No. It's a show about science fiction. So it's going to be like each week's going to be a different focus. Like
so are they gonna,
aliens, robots, that type of stuff.
So are they going to drag it out for the next 9 seasons?
What do you mean?
Oh, wait.
It just sounds like it's a bunch of specials that they did.
Is it going to be like that thing that Neil deGrasse Tyson did? The
Cosmos?
Remake of the the Carl Sagan
Cosmos.
Remake? Yeah.
That's Cosmos. Why was that bad? I didn't watch it.
The first couple were good, and then it just got really dull.
So I think,
and that was mainly because of him. He mailed it in for the second half.
Oh, okay.
Season.
So this is an interview show, pretty much.
Okay.
Where each episode, like the aliens, robots, time travel, you know, all the tropes of sci-fi, and he interviews people pretty much that he worked with. I think that aren't his ex-wives. So, dude's got a lot of ex-wives, okay?
So no Linda Hamilton, no Catherine Bigelow.
No Linda Hamilton, maybe Catherine Bigelow, because I think they still get along. No Susie Amos, I think was her name.
Oh, yeah.
The one from Titanic and that. And
she was the old lady in the Titanic.
No, right? No, she was the granddaughter of the old lady in the Titanic.
I'm kidding.
Have you seen that meme?
No.
Where the old lady is holding the blue crystal from Titanic and says something about Jack, and then it shows her face turn, and then all of a sudden it shows her with the Infinity Gauntlet. So freaking cool.
That's funny.
I'm like, whoever came up with that one, actually, there's somebody that...
There's some creativity happening.
I'm like,
right there.
That one was good. That one was good. Where was I?
You were talking
James Cameron's
about
trying
James
to get it
Cameron's
out.
Ex-wives.
Trying to get advertisement for a show is
okay.
What he's doing. Like, literally, one of the articles I read that you were telling me that I seen this morning, and the article mentions his show.
Oh.
Why would you mention his show if you're against him? Because at the end of the article, they, like, kind of like just piss on him.
Because they are doing what we're doing and falling victim to his marketing effort.
You're the one that fell.
Oh, yeah.
I told you last
night. Well, I didn't know he had a show coming out.
Well, I did because I want to watch it. It's discussing science fiction with somebody who is a fan of science fiction.
I get it. It's just, it's this kind of divisive nature, right? Like,
it's this community.
Like, I want to go in and like stuff, right? And I know here I am bagging on James Cameron, right?
Yeah.
But like, I went into his stuff wanting to like it. I just didn't.
What didn't you like? Aliens?
I did not like Aliens.
Okay.
I mean, we covered this when we did our
action movie
monsters. And, you know, I liked Alien way better than Aliens.
Understandable.
You know, I think now Aliens is much
better
than
you like action
the,
movies, but you're not as big in action movies as I am, I feel like.
Yeah, I like the thrillers.
Right, you like the thrillers.
Like,
I like thrillers. I like movies.
Well, I like movies too.
Right.
But, like, I like.
But you're specific about your genres, whereas I'll watch everything.
I don't like necessarily
like from
hardcore
crap to the greatest movie ever made, which was It's a Wonderful Life,
I like
not Citizen Kane.
Too.
Citizen Kane is not the greatest movie
ever
made.
I'm not saying it is, but like I'm trying to think about
it's in the top 10.
All right, so you want to know like as far as like my movie taste goes,
mm-hmm.
it's Hitchcock.
Oh, right, yeah. So right. you like thrillers. So I do. You would like
suspense.
Alien more than you would like Aliens.
Right. Now, I
whereas
do,
I like them equally.
And yeah, it's yeah. fair. And I'm not like saying you can't like what you like. So
and over the years
like,
I've
that,
really
but.
Liked Alien 3.
I think once you, again, like, I don't want to have watch the
directors. I hated Alien 3 in the theater. When I seen it in the theater.
So
I
it was the opposite of the Phantom Menace?
I hated it. I hated Phantom Menace when I seen it in the
Nobody
theater.
Nobody hated Phantom Menace when they saw it in the
oh,
theater.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't until but, they it so wasn't until they got home and they're like, wait,
no,
what?
No. So here's where that story goes. When I seen it the first time, I was like, what?
What?
Yeah. Like, literally, I'm so deep into Star Wars that I was like, what? And I'm like, Anakin's younger than the chick he's going to marry?
Did
so
I ever,
is she cradle robbed it?
Did I ever tell you the story about the Phantom Menace when we went to see it?
No.
Okay.
But let me finish mine
Yeah,
first.
Yeah, finish yours.
So the first time I've seen it, I'm like, okay, eager to see a Star Wars movie. I hadn't seen a Star Wars, like
years,
a legitimate yeah. Star Wars movie
years,
since 1983,
yeah.
84,
yeah, so
whenever it came out, when Return of the Jedi came
yeah.
out. I mean, I'd seen the special editions, not legitimate Star Wars movies.
The special
okay yeah that's the same as our Buffy ended at season 5 second time I went to see Phantom Menace because my sister wanted to see it
mm-hmm.
There's parts of that movie like there's parts of Last Jedi that I really like. It got to a point where I was like, I told her, I said, I'm gonna go to sleep now, wake me up when this happens. She did. She woke me up. I slept for like 45 minutes
That's
of that movie.
Hilarious.
And that because yeah. I had seen it, I knew what was bad, and I didn't need to see it again.
Okay. I feel you.
So
I smell what you're cooking.
Yeah.
So I was in college when it came out.
But Phantom Menace is still not the worst Star Wars movie
oh,
ever
no,
made.
It's Attack of the Clones.
Yes, it is.
So I was in college.
Yeah, you were in college
when
it came
out. And it came out over the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And there
it came
were,
out in May, yeah. It came out like right around the time of the originals.
Right. So yeah. I went to see it and I was like, I walked out with my roommate and a bunch of Austrian kids.
Okay.
Who were visiting Miami. And I didn't talk for like an hour because it was like, and they're like, what's wrong? It's like, what was that? Like, it was like, but they all loved it and I couldn't understand it. And I was like, and I didn't want to like bash on them because it was like they're Austrian and they're
yeah.
like English isn't their native language, even though they had better grammar than anyone I know. And it was one of those things where it's like, what?
I think,
but I was also kind of hyped because like growing up in Cincinnati, George Lucas followed the Bengals game plan for a season
yeah.
to go out on that really high note. So that you're like pumped for more stuff to come
sure.
with like the Duel of the Fates. So it's like it didn't start good. The middle wasn't good, but the end was awesome. Well, it actually started really cool.
I was gonna say,
yeah,
what the end of Phantom Menace was really awesome.
Well, no, not the very end, but like the Duel of the Fates was awesome.
It was.
You didn't like that lightsaber duel?
I mean, the Darth Maul guy that was hyped up as the badass of the universe gets sliced in half.
See, I don't care about that.
I do, though, because don't hype somebody up that's Boba Fett.
Yeah, but that's what they're going to do.
Why? That was what disappointed me about that movie. And Anakin and Padme and Qui-Gon all disappointed me.
I don't think they should have made Anakin a very little kid.
No. He should have been a teenager.
And they should have been more age appropriate.
That way he could have been like, hey, are you an angel? Like, you know, it could have been. It
yeah. And then she could have, like, thrown up from
yeah.
the, like, the, oh, my God, this pickup line.
Yeah, like, who's this guy?
Right.
It should have been more Han Solo Leia type, you know, mm-hmm. thing. And that he should have been cocky.
I almost think he should have taken.
Jedi are defenders of the universe. And me.
He should have
done a better job as playing Anakin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I think he should have taken from the Star Wars. Kind
yeah.
of the way he did Anakin there.
Right.
And had that be Anakin.
Yeah.
In the prequels.
How did
and
we
just
go from James
that.
Cameron to George Lucas ruining Star Wars?
Well, because
James Cameron really didn't ruin anything.
I don't think because he's never remade anything to
no,
ruin.
No.
Now, I will say, I appreciate his original voice with Cameron.
Yeah, sure.
And you know, I do think like when he gets a chance to do like a sequel or things like that, it's typically better than the first time out because he has a chance to fully bake.
I enjoyed Avatar, so I'm very curious to see where he's going to go with that. But I'm like, you have to go see it in a theater.
I have no desire to see it, though. That's the problem.
Oh, that's fine.
And it's because I didn't see
the first
one.
You didn't see
the
first one, right.
And it's because I didn't have a desire to see that one either.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
Oh.
You don't like James Cameron?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the name of the episode. You don't like James Cameron?
I liked your Cameron's Venom.
Cameron's Venom. Well, he does. He has Venom against superhero movies.
I think he has Venom against anybody who's not him.
No, I don't think that's true.
Creatively. Not...
No, I don't think that's true, really.
Okay. Right.
He just is old school. I mean, that's the thing with, you know, and that's the thing with the younger generation of our fan groups is that they don't understand the old school as well.
That nothing happened before 1994, essentially, with some of these younger people. So, all right.
And there's a generation that's nothing happened before Back to the Future. And then there's a generation that nothing happened before Jaws. You know, it just echoes through time.
I mean, I feel lucky that I got to see a lot of old movies growing up.
Well, sure, yeah.
And mainly because I had a video store that I could ride my bike to.
Well, right.
And so I would just go in and be like, okay, what am I rewatching today and what am I getting that I've never seen before? Right. And I took a lot of chances and like, you know, I like foreign language film. I like independent film. I think I almost like independent film better than blockbuster movies.
Okay.
But
with me, it's all over the place.
Yeah.
So
I mean, I definitely have a wide like swath of things that I like. There's things I like more. There's things I like less. Right. But I definitely have a wide swath, and I don't feel like Cameron in particular has ever really scratched the itch that I have for certain things.
Okay.
You know, like, the Terminator movies are good. Don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd rather watch Predator.
Okay, yeah.
And, you know, I'd rather watch RoboCop.
Well, sure.
To be honest.
Sure.
Not two or three, but RoboCop.
I'd love to see RoboCop versus the Terminator.
Ooh. That'd be cool.
Yeah. But they're not ever going to do that. Because the Aliens versus Predator movies did not do what they thought it would do.
Well, that's because they didn't do Aliens versus Predators right.
They didn't do the first miniseries should have been the first movie, and they should have cast Ming-Na Wen as the main character, who was Asian, and Ming-Na was young enough at the time that she could have played that character. She still could play that character, really.
Are you watching S.H.I.E.L.D.? Are you current?
Yeah, we're close to current. Yeah.
This season's been good.
Yeah.
Like, if this is
but
it,
I mean,
if this is it for S.H.I.E.L.D.,
yeah,
it's going out
it's
on
not
high
it
note.
For S.H.I.E.L.D. S.H.I.E.L.D.'s coming back.
We'll see.
But Ming-Na's always been good.
Yeah.
Like, Ming-Na on ER was
I
one
loved
of the things.
Her on ER.
Yeah, she was one of the things to watch on ER.
What was the one sitcom that she did?
I don't remember her doing
you a know
sitcom.
What I'm talking. No, you don't know what I'm talking about.
No, I didn't know she did a sitcom.
That I knew her.
She's my
from
favorite Disney princess.
As Mulan.
Yeah, as Mulan.
Which I still have never seen.
See, there's something wrong with you.
There's not anything wrong with me.
Why would you not watch Mulan? It's been on like Amazon
never,
or Hulu for a while.
I've never gotten around to watching it. You know what else I've never seen that's been on Hulu for a while that we own?
Flip a Table.
Lilo and Stitch.
You've never seen Lilo and Stitch either?
I fall asleep every time they've put
something's
it on.
Something's wrong with you.
Well, yeah, I mean.
Oh, wait, you got old.
No, this was before I got old. It's just, you know.
Lilo and Stitch is fun. Mulan is great. Like, kind of an epic Disney
it's
movie.
Not like I've never watched it because I don't want to watch it. It's just I just never got around to it.
Great soundtrack, great movie, good voice cast.
Ming-Na was also awesome in as Chun-Li.
One of the only things awesome in Street Fighter. Her and Raul Julia are the two standouts in that movie.
Oh, the single guy with Jonathan Silverman. That's what I knew her from first.
She was on that?
Yeah, for 43 episodes.
Wow. It's been so long since I were, you know.
Yeah.
That
I told
was,
you
what,
there was
early
1990s? It was 1995 to 97.
Okay, yeah.
So I saw her in that.
I was working and clubbing and dating and,
I was
I didn't watch a lot of TV.
I was in high school for part of that.
I didn't watch a lot of TV during that period.
She was in, I remember her in One Night Stand. With
Wesley Snipes
and Natasha Kinski.
Yeah.
And Yeah, and so like I've just kind of been a fan of hers ever since. Yeah. But and it doesn't help that she's like amazingly beautiful and an awesome actress.
Man, it would be great if Cincinnati Expo got her.
Maybe they will.
I would totally get something signed from Mulan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd get something from the single guy signed.
Yeah. You just see if she would lick your face, so.
Dude, that one, that story will never be topped.
Yeah, yeah. Of your stories?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And two, like, Eve Miles could not have been more perfect.
I think I peed myself a little when I was laughing.
I mean, that was just great.
That was just unexpected because you were talking about it.
I was quote unquote talking about it, just being a jerk because you go and get the autographs. And yeah. I'm like, how much would it cost for me what would I have to pay for them to do this outrageous thing? Which
you literally said, how much do you think it would cost for her to lick my face? And I'm like, I don't know if she would really do that.
And then she almost did.
And then we were joking around and laughing with her, and she literally like pretended to lick your face.
Yeah.
And yeah, you pooped yourself.
I was too shocked. Yeah. It's.
Oh, that's right. You were shocked enough that you pooped yourself after we walked away.
I'm just sad that you didn't get a picture of that.
That would have been great.
So that would still be my profile
picture. Yeah.
All right. Well, we somehow turned this turd into an hour-long podcast.
This was not a turd. These are fun.
I know. These are fun. All right.
This is probably what people enjoy listening to more is this randomness and, you know.
We're totally random. Like, we can do this all the time.
I totally hate Phantom Menace because of the same reasons he does.
God. That Grand Moff Tart. No, he wasn't in Phantom Menace. But, yeah.
Hand your nerd card in, sir.
No, I was...
Damn Rick Oley.
Damn Rick Oley, yeah.
Rick Oley was in Phantom Menace. Silver thing that Padme was on.
That awesome collar.
And Elizabeth Swann was on, too.
Yep.
Yep. And Rose Byrne was on, too. Yep. Yeah.
So.
No, Rose Byrne. No, Rose, no sorry. She was in Rose Byrne was in that other abomination. She gets killed at the very beginning.
She was in episode Dose.
Yeah. She gets killed at the very beginning. Sorry.
Episode Dose. The Dose, I mean.
Well, and then they took the dude from Highlander and didn't bring him back, which made me mad, too.
Yeah.
Like, he was one of Captain Panaka. Didn't bring him back. Brought the guy from Xena on as his nephew or whatever with one eye that was her protector.
Right.
What the hell happens on Naboo that you lose an eye? Just slip on a rock? Gungan flick his tongue the wrong way?
It could be just some crazy preacher.
Captain Typho.
Some crazy preacher who comes up and says, you're the one who sees things.
Slipped on a rock. I'm telling you, he was climbing a mountain, and he slipped on a rock and landed on the finger of one of those giant statues
I can't believe you just glossed over my season 6 Buffy reference.
What happened to Buffy?
When Nathan Fillion pokes his eye out.
That happened?
Allegedly.
Yeah, you said that didn't happen.
I know. Anyway, all right, guys, on that note, make sure to check out...
That was one of the most cringeworthy scenes that I've ever had.
Oh, that was crazy.
Because I don't like things, like, around my eyes. Like, I don't like... I don't think I could ever go do an eye examination. So when he grabs him and puts his thumb in his eye, I was like, not Xander! And I'm like, wait a minute.
And you see the blood?
Yeah.
We should do a Buffy cast one of these days.
God, no.
Because it doesn't...
That means I have to watch it. I don't want to watch it.
You know what we should do?
I was so into it, too, at the time.
All right, so I didn't get in. Never mind.
Into it to the point that I was buying the books. Like they had books that were like the monster guides because I was like, I want to read about what the monster. You know, I knew some of the monsters, but a lot of the monsters, I'm like, are these ones that are based off of stuff? So they would do these books that were like, tell you what the real monster was. And then like the best part was Buffy's an okay TV series. Mm-hmm. Some of the novels that were written, because I was reading some of the novels at the time, were so much better than the show that I was like, why can't we get this? Like, there was a trilogy that was like, blows away entire seasons of the show.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, this would be awesome. Cool. So, but they didn't have the money. It was literally like stuff where you're like, this would cost so much that they...
So I was doing this test for like sports drinks.
Yeah.
Where they were sending me a bunch of different flavors.
Okay.
And to do that, they would send me a $50 Amazon gift card.
Okay.
This was back in the day. And like, this was like, it wasn't for reviews. It was to like.
When Amazon was in their early heydays.
No, this wasn't from Amazon.
No, I mean, you were getting gift cards during their early heydays.
Anyway, And so,
or they were just sending companies boxes of gift cards and saying, "Give these out."
But it was, they expired. They weren't, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Used to, gift cards would expire.
Okay, so
listen,
I had,
kids, back in the day, it was rough. Gift cards expired.
I had like $300 and some Ooh, worth of Amazon gift cards from testing out these sports drinks, talking about the flavor,
sure,
like how did it do after my workout, sort of thing. And then I got this email saying you have like 5 days to use this or it expires.
Right.
I was like, well, I don't know what I'm gonna get. And so I ended up buying season 1, 2, and 3 of Buffy. Seasons 1 and 2 of Twin Peaks.
Okay.
Fire Walk With Me. And like I just got a bunch of stuff that I'd never seen
or
that
you
I
had
would
never seen.
Ever buy. Or well, that's not true. I'd seen Twin Peaks as
a kid. I was
gonna
say, yeah.
But I
still don't know what I watched.
Exactly, right?
Yeah.
So anyway,
especially Fire Walk With Me. Fire Walk With Me made no sense to me whatsoever.
None. But so I got Buffy seasons 1 through 3, and mm-hmm. I binged through it like
sure
that because it was when I was working like that later shift
right.
and everything, the 11 to 8 thing.
Yeah.
So I was either drunk or watching Buffy,
or both,
or both. Anywho, so I got all the way through it, and season 4 was about to start.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, all right, I'll watch this, and like. I was all in on season 4. I liked the initiative. I liked Adam.
Yes.
I thought that was cool. I think season 4 is a highly underrated season.
Adam is my favorite season villain.
Yeah. I loved Riley Finn. Mm-hmm. I thought he was an awesome addition.
Yeah.
I don't think they should have paired him up with Buffy. I think he should have been a soldier
initiative.
In her
yeah.
army, in the Buffy army
right,
sort of a
yeah.
thing.
Like they shouldn't have been together.
And I loved season 5.
Which was Glorificus.
Yep.
Yep.
Glory. But anyway. All right. On that note, with all this randomness.
We might talk about a Buffy at some point.
Well, my favorite Buffy thing is not even Buffy. It's Frey.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah. Did I introduce you to that one, too?
No, I found that one on my own.
Okay. I've told people about that one. Frey.
Yep.
All right. Don't read the crossover.
No. All right. So real quick, before we go, on May 5th, we will be at Queen City Comics for Free Comic Book Day. Stop in. Say hi. There may be a shirt there to give away to a lucky listener.
We're going to have to come up with a code. We'll
come up and lick Johnny on the face.
If you come up and lick me on the face, I'm flipping the table on you with comic books.
Ooh.
We'll come up with a code word.
Yeah, we'll figure out something fun to say.
By
next week. And we'll say it at the beginning of the show. So when you don't have to listen to all this randomness. All right, guys. Any last words?
Nope. I'm good.
All right. Later.
Later.
The Infamous Podcast is recorded in King's Mills, Ohio, just north of Cincinnati. You can find new episodes every Friday on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, our website, or anywhere podcasts are downloaded. The show is hosted by Johnny Podorf and me, Brian Tudor. Our music is Moose from bensounds.com. You can find more information out about the show by visiting us online at infamouspodcast.com or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Infamous Podcast. There you can stay up to date with the latest news about the show and what's going on in the world of comics, movies, TV, and more. We also have a Patreon page. That's patreon.com/infamouspodcast. We have some great rewards for our patrons, and we're looking for help to grow the show so we can bring you more of the content you want to hear. You can find Johnny on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as at Johnny Podworth, and I'm on most social networks as at Brian Tudor. So whenever you're listening to us, have a great day, night, evening, weekend, whenever it is, and we'll see you soon. Thanks for listening. Later.